Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday are rambling about those Los Angeles Rams. Ramble on. Hi, how are you? Welcome to another episode of Ramblings with Doc Holliday and Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce. Isaac, what's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good, Doc, man. How you doing, big fella?
I'm well, man. I ain't big fella no more, bro. I'm about 215. Somebody told me I was small yesterday. I was like, what? I ain't never been small. The Rams have prepared to start the 2021 season. They in training camp, man. Everybody has reported, man. The rookies there, the vets have reported, man. This is an exciting time, but it really ain't too much to talk about them right now because they ain't really on the field. But just, you know, back on the, you know, back reporting the training camp, man, looking forward to a great season. What are some of the things you remember about this time of year and getting to camp, and what some of these vets are probably thinking about?
Oh, man, just seeing all the fellas again, just being in the same place, you know, really not being able to run and hide, and you really just see it, just, you know, seeing your body of work that you put together that off season. So, and just the atmosphere of the locker room, man, it'll be buzzing. Guys, you know, you got big aspirations as far as what you expect the season to cultivate and finish out as. Just seeing those guys that you haven't seen probably for like a full month and a half, everybody just being back together. And you got one big dream, man. One big dream of winning a Super Bowl, and hopefully that thing carrying over. So I was always excited about coming to training camp, seeing those guys and seeing the coaches. Food was always great, training camp. So hopefully that's where these guys are right now.
And speaking of, you know, Super Bowl aspirations, this team does have Super Bowl aspirations, and Rams fans have Super Bowl aspirations for this squad. And now it's here, man. They made all the offseason moves, man. May make some more moves, probably will. But as you see right now, man, going into this training camp, as we're close, you know, the preseason starting and the season starting, as we assess the whole situation again, what do you think, what unit, not just offensive but defense, what unit, period, on the offense and the defense, you think the Rams got a whole lot better at?
Well, you know, the number one position, you know, for any football team, I always believe is the offensive lineman. Just what we can do as a unit up front. Can we effectively run the football when we want to? Can we pass block when we need to? Keeping our new quarterback off the ground, things of that nature. But Doc, you know, we played pretty well at that position group last year. You know, with the plug and play that we have on the opposite side of the football on the defensive end, man, you know, you're looking at the defensive backfield. You're looking at the linebacker play, what we can get out of those groups, you know, that can be quite similar to what we had last year as far as the production that we got from them. I mean, when you have a Jalen Ramsey, when you have an Aaron Donald, two iconic guys in positions right there, I mean, you know, I think it makes it easy for the coaching staff and for the guys to kind of gel together. And at the same time, you know, you just got to plug and play because these guys don't have a lot of playing experience who will become the new starters in those positions. So we got to get them up to speed a lot faster than we would have to. So these preseason games are going to be needed this year. The extra practices are going to be needed this year. And hopefully the Rams take full advantage of it.
Now, you brought up the offensive line, man. I'm extremely curious to see, you know, how they play and what they do, because losing Austin Blythe at the center position, man, that's pretty huge, man. Now, Austin Corbett is going to move over to the center position, but we don't know how well he can play that, because then we got to plug in his spot, you know, over in center. And they're talking about Bobby Evans likely taking that spot. But you said the offensive line, that's extremely key, man, and we all know how important that center position is. So we want to see, and I will see, and I want to see how Austin Blythe is going to handle that that position and that responsibility, because it's such a huge responsibility, because we do have the new quarterback in Matthew Stafford coming over with his credentials and his abilities. And, you know, that's a huge upgrade off of what we left. But, you know, I'm concerned now, though, about their running back position, because losing Cam Akers with that Achilles, and he's gone for the season. So I'm concerned about their running back position, because I know Darrell Henderson can get it done, but his problem has been staying healthy his first two seasons as well. So how do you feel about their running back group?
Well, unfortunately, like, you know, like we discussed last week, man, I mean, losing Cam is big, you know, from a standpoint, first and foremost, he's a friend to these guys. I mean, secondly, I mean, you talk about one of the guys that you were looking to, you know, run a lot of the offense through, Cam Akers. And at the same time, Doc, let's be honest, man. I mean, I think, you know, we've been a team that have gone out in the middle of a season and brought in a C.J. Anderson, guys who have probably been on the streets and came in and worked out well for us. So I don't see the Rams, you know, really not doing that this year. Maybe there may be some guys that are out there that can come in and help the Rams and kind of fortify that running game, you know, if we feel like we're not getting it done. But I got a lot of trust in Darrell Henderson, man. I think Mr. Henderson has been waiting for this moment. I think he's one of those home run hitter guys. He's a guy who's entering his third season. So, you know, you got some contract ramifications starting to heat up for him. And I think he'll go in. I think he'll play well. And I think he'll solidify this spot.
And speaking of Darrell Henderson, Sean McVay says Darrell Henderson will definitely not play in any preseason games. So I think how those reserves do in preseason games and in this training camp is really going to determine what Sean McVay and Les Snead want to do as far as going out getting a veteran running back. So, you know, I agree with him not letting Darrell Henderson play, because he is the dude right now. Cam Akers is out. He is the guy. He's going to be RB1. You know, he wasn't even going to be, you know, battling with Cam Akers, because that was Cam Akers' job, but it was going to really be a two-headed monster. But he's there. But, we have to see how Xavier Jones and Jake Funk and Raymond Calais, we have to see what they're going to do, man, because all are unproven. And I just want to see Darrell Henderson, man, the University of Memphis product, the Memphis Tiger, man, from Bakersfield, Mississippi. I want to see him take it and really go with it and just be that dog and show that dog that we know he has. Because we know he has it in him, because what he does is going to have a lot to do with his success and the success of that wide receiver group. And, you know, I know that's the group you're definitely paying attention to. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, we're discussing it more now, but that wide receiver group has definitely got better this offseason with the acquisition of DeSean Jackson and bringing in Tutu Atwell, drafting Tutu Atwell.
Yeah, indeed, man. I mean, you headline it with DeSean Jackson at the same time, but you really headline it with Woods and Cooper Kupp, guys who have been big figures in that wide receiver room for a while, man. So, and you add Tutu Atwell, man. These guys are explosive. Van Jefferson, they're explosive. These guys are hungry, ready to play. They have a nice mixture of veteran and new blood in that meeting room. So it's gonna be particular to see, you know, how these guys really start to show up, man. So, you know, I'm kind of used to Coach Sean McVay's approach to preseason, not really showing much or not really letting his veterans get any playing time in the preseason. I think he really started that, but at the same time, I think he'll have these guys ready to play for that season opener. So that's where the main focus is. We're gonna just really bullseye on the Chicago Bears and making sure that every guy's out there ready to play for that game.
And, you know, Isaac, man, this is going to be, you know, probably kind of not funny, but, you know, interesting. You know, one position that I do have a question mark about, man, is that defensive line, bro. Now, we take Aaron Donald out of there. He does his thing, man. Dude got a 99, I think, for the fifth year on Madden again. So we expecting a huge year for him. But I have a question on that defensive line, because we got AD, but losing Michael Brockers is huge. Then losing Morgan Fox, because both of those dudes, you know, they did some great things. Now, we need A'shaun Robinson to step up and do some, you know, play like he can play, and I think he can. And Sebastian Joseph Day, you know, being that guy in the middle of that defense to take, you know, you know, take some blockers and take some heat away from Aaron Donald. But I'm more concerned about their backups. We know those dudes, you know, pretty much anybody you put around Aaron Donald, man, can ball out if they just give any damn effort at all because of what he, you know, the attention he garners. But that defensive line is you know, I'm kind of, you know, not worried, but kind of curious to see how, you know, how everybody else is going to step up, man, aside from AD.
Well, I mean, you can turn to the worry, you can turn it into curiosity. You know, everything you describe about Aaron Donald, man, is just that, man, having another 99 on Madden, man, is a special feat, man. But most definitely, man. I mean, these guys got to come in and produce. They got to come and play. You know, this isn't college where, you know, you get that year off with that gray shirt, that red shirt year. Oh, man, everybody's expected to come in and row the boat when it's time for you to row. And you got to make sure that you're producing. So that offensive lineman, the new guys that are coming in, guys who have been there for probably two or three plus years, it's time to take that next step. So hopefully they've learned a lot from the leadership that's in that room. And now they can go out and produce.
And speaking of produce, we need some production out of those DBs as well, man, because that's another position that we have. Our two best players on the team, Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey. And those are the two positions that I'm kind of worried about more than any others, except for that center position. Jalen Ramsey, as we say, we know what he's about, man. But, you know, we got to see what Darius Williams done, because to lose, you know, the guy that was on the other side of Jalen Ramsey, Troy Hill, man, lose him to Cleveland. So I'm curious to see as well, like you said, not worry, curious to see as well if Darius Williams can step in full time and even in the safety position, losing John Johnson III, man, you know, he got up out of here too. So I have question marks around, you know, that defensive secondary. Do you share the same concerns, or are you really not too, you know, not thinking about it too much?
Well, I mean, you know, Doc, it's everybody and every team right now. It's, you have everything on paper. So you're not basing what you have on paper versus when you go out and really start touching other teams, when teams start coming in and you start going to other teams. So, you know, there are going to be some questions. The thing is, we just hope that we can answer these questions when they arise. So, you know, the Rams are no different from everyone else right now. We got big aspirations. We got big name players that are on our team. And we're hoping to play well, especially in the beginning of the season. And hopefully it carries over. So, you know, a lot can be done. We want to hope that we avoid the injury bug and go out and play good brand football for this entire 2021 season and try to pull off this winning this division again.
Indeed, man. And before we wrap it up, you say you got some things going on this weekend, man. I know you're probably wrapping some things up, and next week is a big weekend. I mean, what time you leaving, man? Because I know Ken. I mean, what day you leaving next week, man? I know Ken calls next weekend. It's the big weekend. I ain't going to ask you how you feel because, as you said, man, the thrill is gone. I know you're just ready for it to get here and get gone and get it over with, man. So, but what time you leave? Oh, and what day you leaving to go to Ken next week?
Yeah, I ain't going to tell everybody over there what day I'm leaving. They might be waiting for something. So,
okay, I'm sorry.
I'll be there. Trust me, when they get there, I'll be there.
But what, you know, but you're putting the finishing touches on things, man. Is, you know, is everything becoming less stressful now or more stressful, man?
Less is best. And, you know, once you have that plan, got the speech all prepared, you know, it's just rolling downhill from there, Doc.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I know last week you said you had the ending, you know, yes. You still, you know, have you got to the middle part? Have you finished the first? I mean, you know, is it done? Or you still got some touching up to do?
It is done, Doc. It's done. It is finished.
Okay. I mean, you're not going to go over your 8 minutes, are you, bro? I mean, if you do, I don't care.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Are you?
No.
How you know? You timed it out? I mean, because, you know, I've wondered about it because speech writers and people that do speeches, man, a lot of times, mm-hmm. some of them, they don't read it before they go out there and time it, man. So, you know, I mean, because doing TV, we got the teleprompter, man. When we write our script in, it automatically tells us how many seconds that is so we can produce it like that. But I'm pretty sure you ain't doing all that, bro, because you said you got yours on a piece of paper.
Are you pretty sure about that?
Oh, no, I'm not predicting. No, you know what? I'm assuming. Right. You know what I'm saying? I'm assuming. Right. So I apologize. I forgot what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with a, you know, top-notch dude and a top-notch organization, man. So, but I'm looking forward, you know, to hearing what you got to say too, brother.
Yeah, but you know, as far as the 8 minutes are concerned, Doc, I think we've done a good job as far as fitting, you know, eight minutes worth of quality stuff or quality pieces of my life into it, man. And I feel like that we can, you know, we can get a lot said. And like I said, it'll be impactful. It'll be influential. And, you know, I'm looking forward to it, man. I mean, once we get up there and guys start giving speeches, it'll start rolling, man. And before you know it, I'll be saying my speech and my speech will be done.
So have you been in contact with any class of 2020, you know, dudes here lately, man, or recently? Have you talked to them, man? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, you ain't got to tell how to come, you know, what's said in conversations. How those conversations go, man?
Well, we've just been passing back and forth our party invites. And there's something special to see, man. Harold Carmichael, Steve Atwater, I got those in the mail or via email. I'm very happy for those guys, man. And I think, you know, they're going to have a great time. I can't wait to hear their speeches and see their highlights, man, because, you know, I grew up watching Harold Carmichael. Played against Steve Atwater. So it's going to be something special. And guys have really worked hard for this moment.
Harold Carmichael, man, big receiver, man. Tough, yeah. Man. Just tough to deal with. And Steve Atwater was knocking dudes' heads in, man. One thing I remember about Steve Atwater, because I was a Chris Nicoya fan, man. And Chris Nicoya, he was toting that thing. He came through that one time, and Steve Atwater made his ass eat all that helmet, dog. I said, big dog, you ain't as tough. I said, big Chris in the Corey ain't as tough as I thought, because Steve Atwater lit his. That probably got him to the Hall of Fame, just that damn lick right there, man. But exciting times, man. Anything you want to add before we get up out of here, bro? I see you at the Brew Zone. So that means you're working. You got some things going on. So I don't even want to hold you any longer, bro.
No, that's it, Doc, man. Can't wait, man. Have a good time next week.
That's going to do it for this edition of Ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. Until next week, yeah, we're gonna have to go early next week. So I gotta find out when the man leaving, because we gotta at least record before we get the hell on up out of there. Because I ain't trying to throw a mic in his face next weekend, because me and Tasha gonna be kicking it, Tasha, my wife, y'all. But that's gonna do it for this edition of Ramblings. I'm out.